So, you know, we're reading from the Acts of the Apostles, which is the early church, you know, the work that they did after the resurrection, and then the ascension's included in that, and sort of had the very early beginnings of the church. And what we see is Peter and the apostles experiencing the same kind of criticism Jesus experienced. So you see the continuation of Jesus' ministry, and this also the continuation of the same kind of criticism, which continues to today when you can do the work. And it always surprised me, you know, when back when I had heard and we were reading something, I think I heard in a homily, and I have used it many times as well, but that when some people would criticize Mother Teresa, now you think, how could you criticize Mother Teresa, right? I mean, it just seems so. The massive crowds of people who admire the selflessness and the work that we did among those most in need, maybe mostly because we ourselves couldn't see ourselves doing it, so that's just such a heroic thing. And then you see people like Jermaine Gere, or you see Christopher Hitchens kind of criticizing Mother Teresa. And you wonder, well, no, here are people who, you know, don't at all kind of follow the teachings of Christ, could see that when they see, to me anyway, good things happening in our midst, they want to tear it down, they want to criticize it, and they don't appreciate it. I mean that because Peter asks that question, you know, so it's like, are you examining us today about a good deed done to a cripple? I mean, Peter had healed the cripple, and he's being hauled in and questioned for it. And it's like, you know, here, why are you questioning and examining me for something good that happened? Why wouldn't you rejoice in it? And there are some people who just can't seem to rejoice and be glad about good things happening. You know, they're usually negative, pessimistic, complaining, criticizing. Even if someone were to do good, well, that's because. And it's a challenge for people of faith all the time. And it's also can be disheartening for those that can't quite get over that yet. You know, they can't get over the fact that comes along with the business. That's part of maturing and in the business and recognizing that if you are going to do good, you will not always just get praise. That Peter didn't, obviously Jesus didn't, and even someone like St. Francis didn't and St. Dominic didn't. So what makes you think you're going to be any different? To continue to do the good, you will attract all kinds of negative naysayers who will continue to challenge you when it seems like you're just doing good, you know? And so that's a challenge, I think, for all of us when we want to be faithful to the Lord. It doesn't necessarily mean just because you do something and you get criticism that you're being faithful to the Lord. First, be faithful to the Lord and what that means, and then recognize that there will be baggage that comes along with it. You know, I think anytime even a parent is trying to do good for their children, they recognize that not everybody, including not even children, will appreciate it. And one time when I was working as the vocation director, I was working with this guy who had some, you know, he had some human formation issues, we'll say. We need to talk about them. And I challenged him with it. And I said at the end, I said, you know, I really want you to become a priest. I want you to become a good priest. And he said right at me, I don't believe you. I don't believe you want me to be a priest. And I'm like, wow, I can't, you know, I guess it doesn't matter. And the challenge for us, when you continue to do the good, be faithful to God, and then recognize that if Peter today is struggling with that, he's confused and he's asking, you know, why are you challenging, hauling me before the Sanhedrin for a good deed done to a cripple? Why are you doing that? And that's the question for all of us.